Could you bring me the time? I mean, that is, if you have time. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast whose time has come. I'm Brady. It's Tuesday, March 5th, today in 1854, the birthday of a very important person in the history of how we keep track of the time, Ruth Belville, who has been called the Greenwich Time Lady. She was born at a time when time was not nearly as standardized as it is today. People often set their home clocks back then to a local sundial, or maybe to the sounds of church bells or factory whistles, but those might still be a few minutes off from each other. And one town's 8:15 a.m. might take place a little before the 8:15 a.m. in the next town over. In England, the most accurate time could be found at the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. People would drop by and ask the astronomers for a peek at their clocks, which were set with help from fancy equipment. Only this distracted the astronomers from their actual work. The Astronomer Royal in Greenwich, John Pond, decided to delegate the job of dealing with the time curious to his assistant. That was John Henry Belville, Ruth's father. He became a kind of time entrepreneur. He bought a top-end chronometer that he regularly synced up with the official Greenwich time, and then sold that time to his clients. They included financial institutions, chronometer makers, even wealthy people who just wanted the status symbol of really accurate time. John Henry Belville continued this work with hundreds of clients for the rest of his life. His widow picked up from there, and at the end of her life, Ruth Belville took up the job. She would go weekly to the observatory and got a certificate to show the accuracy of her special timepiece, which she named Arnold, and she carried on doing this for decades, becoming known as the Greenwich Time Lady and infuriating some big names in the telegraph business who wanted those customers to use their service instead. They launched a PR campaign against Belville. They mocked her business and spread untrue rumors about her character and virtue. It didn't work. Ruth Belville stayed on the job as a time carrier until 1939, when she was well into her 80s. Of course, by then, times were changing. People could get the latest time from the radio, later from the TV. There have also been phone numbers you could call to get the time. And today, phones, computers, and smartwatches all sync up automatically to atomic clocks that are even more accurate than the systems the old astronomers used to use. In a way, the time carriers come to everybody now. You can learn more about Ruth Belville, London's last time carrier, at coolweirdawesome.com. This weekend in Las Vegas, the National Grocers Association is holding the Best Bagger National Championship. The official description speaks for itself, quote, "Elite baggers from across the country vie for the championship title and a $10,000 cash prize during the evening event." I'm Brady. Hope you have a great time if that's your bag. Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.